Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
You're all very, very welcome back. Now, summertime usually sees more of us out and about of an evening. And while there is a familiar hum of the truck selling us burgers, hot dogs and kebabs, our cities don't really have an indigenous street food culture. Anna Haw of Myrtle Restaurant in London's fashionable Chelsea says we should have a street food culture of our own and that many Irish tradition meals can be done in a street food way. Anna joins us now. Good afternoon, Anna.
Hi, Dervil. How are you?
Not too bad at all. I'm feeling a little bit hungry now at the thought of speaking to you. But what is it, street food? When I think of it, it's something I associate traditionally maybe with an Asian food culture.
Yeah. I think street food was developed out of necessity, I think, in other countries. So it was about, you know, being able to eat on the go. But usually it was always something that was traditionally made in that country. So every country nearly in the world has it, except for really, I think Ireland and England don't seem to be two countries that do it well. Now, versions exist that we would eat on the go. You know, we have our greasy spoon cafes, like that kind of stuff would be around. And then those greasy burger vans. But yeah, I think, you know, there's so much more that we could do with Irish cuisine. I think street food is definitely something that you'll see in years to come. I think there's like a little revolution bubbling under the surface with Irish food.
And before we get to the Irish potential for street food, what is your favourite, you know, when you think of it, you know, when you're travelling, what is your favourite street food that you like to sample?
Well, the first thing I always love is that when you arrive to a country that you don't know, you want something that is authentically belonging to that country. You want to eat a little slice of history and flavour. So if you go to like Brussels, I remember just being like, right, I need chips and mayonnaise. That's what I need. But I have to say that if I have a choice, if I go to like a, sometimes you'll go to like a yard that has like loads of street food. I am a real sucker for dumplings. I love something that I can just pop in my mouth and eat it on the go. But I think good street food, you should be able to eat like with a chopstick or with a fork. You shouldn't need a knife. If you need a knife, for me, that's not street food. That's like sit down food. You should be able to eat street food on the go.
Yeah, and it's really kind of fun for children and adults alike. It's I suppose it's a less formal way to enjoy food kind of on the go.
Oh yeah, sure. When I was a kid, you know, we'd go to Greece and we'd be running around having great crack and we'd have like a little bit of money in our pocket and we'd go up and buy souvlakis, you know, like lamb souvlakis just wrapped in the flatbread. And it was so delicious. Like that's street food at its best, where it's small. It's like you can just eat it like as you're running around and playing. Like it's a really good way to eat, because as kids, you don't always want to sit down and like sit at the table and listen to the parents all talking about, you know, stuff that you're not interested in. And that's why kids are like sitting on iPads and things like that, because they don't want to sit down in that kind of boring setting. So street food can be quite good if it's in an environment where the kids can kind of run around and play.
And environment does matter, Anna, because some people might be thinking that given our variable weather, including our yellow status wind and rain warning this week, is there potential for an Irish street food culture to develop?
Will you stop? Of course there is. I mean, my original business plan was actually to do street food in Ireland, and my fellow went absolutely mental because obviously I live in England. So he was like, you can't do that. Like, sure, you'd have to move to Ireland. I was like, fine, okay. But that is a long-term goal of mine. Of course we could have street food. There's anything that you really associate with your country, there is an adaptable way of turning it into street food. Like, there's dishes
coddle
that I have in my restaurant. Well, why not coddle on the go? Why not? Sure, you can eat soup on the go. You could have coddle on the go. But we have dumplings and we have like Irish frittatas. Like the Wicklow pancake is a frittata essentially, or a fancy omelet. There's like a box tea, which comes in, you know, the bread, the wrap, the dumpling variety. All of that is absolutely street food at its heart. But it's just about being able to, you know, somebody being brave enough to take the jump. And I just think in years to come, we're going to have more of it. So it's not something that I think we'll never have, but, you know, I'm excited to see who will be the first to do it.
I'm excited to see who'll be dipping into their coddle on the go. You do have a recipe for a street food stew with crushed potato. Can you just talk me through that, what that is?
Yeah, so I've done like a different, like St. Patrick's Parade here. So like in Trafalgar Square, there'd be like thousands of people. So I have done dingle pies and I've done braised beef with crushed potatoes. So, you know, once you get into March, that old crop potato's finished. You need to use new potatoes. So we boil the potatoes, crush them, put a bit of butter and a little squeeze of vinegar on them and chopped chives. And I swear to God, like it's so delicious. That in itself, I could scoff. But I take the beef, I use Irish beef and I braise it down. And I get really, really good colour on it. I cannot stress. You need loads of colour on this meat. That means caramelisation. And that will give you free flavour. Then I cover it with water or stock, if you're fancy enough to have some chicken stock in the fridge. And then lots of vegetables I throw in there. And I cook it until it just kind of falls apart and melts in your mouth. If you're left with loads of liquid on top of that, I strain off the liquid and I reduce that down so it becomes a bit more of a glaze and it's a bit more unctuous. And then I just serve it on top of the potatoes and it's super delicious. And you it needs a little bit of love, a splash of balsamic, a pinch of sugar, and that should bring it to life.
And you can eat all of that without a knife and a fork, because if it needs a knife and a fork, it is not street food. Well, look, I look forward to seeing more Irish food trucks and indigenous street food. But for now, Anna Haugh of Myrtle Restaurant in London's Chelsea. Thank you a million for joining us.